Let's move to Auckland Council and the housing density issue there. Auckland Council has withdrawn staff from crucial hearings on the future shape of the city, saying that its hands are tied by a political revolt 10 days ago. Few of its planning staff and expert witnesses will appear before the independent hearings panel due today to begin considering zonings in the 30-year development blueprint, the unitary plan. The council could find itself in the extraordinary position of being the only voice absent from discussion on contentious issues such as higher density housing in a plan which it drafted itself. Our Auckland correspondent is Todd Nile, and he joins us now. Good morning to you, Todd. Now, I guess this all flows on from that contentious hearing and that fiery debate that we had a week and a half back.
Yeah, so there was that six-hour special meeting where councillors were upset, or some of them, at proposals to lengthen the piece, put some more proposals for higher density housing. There was a vote which went against the council leadership. It went against legal advice 13.8 to withdraw some of those more recent parts of the higher density evidence. The complicating factor was the evidence was already put before the independent hearings panel in advance of today's hearing. Legal advice to the councillors before that vote warned of potentially serious consequences of trying to pull part of that evidence out, and that's what's unfolding today.
So why exactly has the council decided to pull its staff from this meeting?
Well, the council view and the view in the legal advice is the staff will be conflicted. They can only do what their employer, the council, allows them to, and after that vote, they're not allowed to argue parts of that case. However, when they appear before the panel, they are then governed by the rules of the panel, which says as expert witnesses, they must ask any questions put of them. So the panel would, and other submitters can, cross-examine them on the parts of the case that the council says they're not allowed to argue. So the council's decided all or nothing, then it's nothing.
So the housing density argument, is that the only element of this that the council staff won't be there for?
No, well, this has a pretty broad impact. This is a five-year process. We're now getting to the crunch part, which is the zones that govern what the future shape of Auckland will be. Them not being there, if that is what happens, means it's not just the residential stuff, it's the business, it's the rural, it's the future urban zoning. So after, you know, 5 years at the sharp end of this debate, potentially the council will be the only one not present.
It's incredible, isn't it? So what about the panel, the independent hearing panel? What reaction will they have? Will they accept this? I guess they have no choice, do they?
Well, no, that's the unknown, because the panel is like a court. It has very wide powers and it can subpoena witnesses. But this process was custom made for Auckland, so we've got no precedent to look at and go, well, they did it in that case. They could do it here. But there were some comments from the judge, David Kirkpatrick, last week. Some pretty clear-cut ones where he said that during this next 2 months, the panel would not be refusing to hear anyone, would not be disregarding evidence that was before it, and would not be striking out any submissions. So it signalled the possibility that to do its job properly, it may call in people that those councillors don't want to be called in on issues.
Interesting stuff. Thanks very much for that, Todd. That's Todd Nile, our Auckland correspondent. We will be speaking to the councillor George Wood about this, the North Shore councillor George Wood, after 8 o'clock this morning.